the Bible. It's the Word of God, sharper than any two-edged sword. This sacred book is living and active and contains all that's needed for life and godliness. Stay with American Family Radio for the next hour as we study God's Word and take your Bible questions. Welcome to Exploring the Word.
1 Chronicles 16:11 says, "Look to the Lord and His strength, seek His face always." And I'm so excited that today, the first Thursday of May, people are seeking the Lord's face all over this nation, and it is the National Day of Prayer. Alex McFarland here with Bert Harper, and we welcome you to today's edition of Exploring the Word. And Bert, I'm very excited about this segment and the guest that we'll bring up in just a moment. But the Word of God that you and I, we've by God's grace, we've spent a decade on this show studying the Word of God, the Scripture has much, much, much to say about prayer and the call to intercession, doesn't it?
It does, along with prayers. So you have a model prayer, you have examples of prayer, you have encouragement to pray, you've even had instructions to pray. So this is a prayer book in so many ways, and the more you dive into it, the more and the better you are in able to pray, because it changes your heart, it gets you closer to the Lord. So yes, I said it yesterday, an open Bible in a bended knee is a great way to approach God.
Amen. Well, folks, I hope you are participating in National Day of Prayer activities wherever you may be. And we're so excited right now on Exploring the Word to have a guest. Kathy Brenzel is a speaker and an author. Many of you would recognize her name from some of the books she's written, like An Invitation to Prayer and others. And she is, I first heard her name with an initiative called Love 2020. We might talk about that. But she is a board member of the National Day of Prayer Task Force. And come May 17, she's newly elected and will be officially installed as the next president of the National Day of Prayer. We are so honored to have her on Exploring the Word right now here on the National Day of Prayer. Kathy, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you so much. I'm excited to be with you.
Well, I guess this is a really busy day, but tell us about how the work of NDP really goes on throughout the year, doesn't it?
It really does. All of our coordinators, we say that we're the national daily prayer, as we have prayer calls every morning, every evening. We travel all over this country participating with either partners or helping our coordinators in training people to pray. It's amazing how many people still say, as the disciples said to Jesus, "Teach us to pray." And so we really enjoy that. I enjoyed your introduction because you are absolutely right. The Word of God is a prayer book.
Amen. Well, for those that may not be familiar, give a little bit of history, a little bit of backstory on the National Day of Prayer.
Oh, sure. Well, all the way back from before we were even a fully formed country, George Washington with the Continental Congress called for a day of prayer and fasting. There was disagreement going on, no compromises being reached, no business being taken care of, and we were called to prayer all the way back then with our founding fathers. Ever since then, presidents have called our nation to prayer and prayer and fasting in different instances, in days of victory and Thanksgiving, and also days of terrible peril. And President Truman wanted to name a National Day of Prayer, and that bill was passed 67 years ago, but It was so hard because it could just be any random day. And so our sweet friend, Bonnette Bright, she tenaciously decided that she was going to get Congress to pass the first Thursday of May to be the National Day of Prayer so that we could have unified gatherings of public prayer and we could get them organized like we're having today. You know, we know tens of thousands of people are gathering. And so in May of 1988, President Ronald Reagan, after a unanimous vote of the Congress, passed the bill for the National Day of Prayer to always be the first Thursday of May, and therefore it became a law that the president would give a proclamation and call this nation to prayer on this day every year.
Well, Kathy, this is Bert Harper, and it is a joy to have you. And when Alex shared with me that the possibility of you could be on with us on the National Day of Prayer, it really did excite us to know that as a national organization, and I heard you say that it's not just one day a year that you guys mm-hmm. pray, but each day. And I really do believe we have people, Alex travels, I travel, and we're having people praying like everything for our country and also for the mission of the Great Commission to be carried out throughout the world. It's essential if we're going to have an America that is safe, America that is proclaiming the freedom, because that freedom first comes through Christ, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And that's how we, it's where our hope comes from, really, to know who God is. And you can only get it through the authority of the Word of God. And you find out who God is, what His attributes are, and how it's not a gotcha moment, because He's the unchanging God. And in that, then you find out who you are in Him. And with that, that gives you power, that gives you strength, and you are able to pray His word back to Him. Sometimes we just don't even know what to say. We don't know what to do. And so how exciting to be able to pray the word of God back to Him, to know the word of God, to know Him, to know who we're praying to, and to know, as Ian Bounds said, we move the hands that move the universe.
Mm. And let me just say this, and I want to tee this up, and Kathy, you comment on it. The National Day of Prayer is really championed throughout the year by the National Day of Prayer Task Force. Many will know that for 25 years, Dr. Dobson's wife, Shirley Dobson, really led that and did so wonderfully. And she retired, but although she's very much being used by the Lord still, but... Lisa Crump is a colleague of Kathy, and I've been working with her for several months, and we've gotten a lot of young people to gather at their schools and in their churches to pray. And so there's a lot going on, but talk to people, Kathy, about how important it is to keep the momentum and even grow it. Tell us some things you're seeing across our land that really thrill your heart. Maybe it's in Washington, maybe it's down on Main Street, USA, but... How is God using NDP and the task force, and how can we all remain involved and grow the momentum?
And we were so grateful when you came on board with us. We need this next generation to be praying with us. And, you know, there is no junior Holy Spirit. The same spell, the same Holy Spirit that resides in us resides in them. And they are passionate prayers. And, you know, prayers that took place today around flagpoles and in classrooms and locker rooms. We are so grateful to have this next generation praying with us as brothers and sisters in Christ. And beyond that, one of the things that I had the privilege of doing, we've had Pray for America bus tours over the years, and four of those, and I got to help organize those and be on the bus. One was for 100 days, one was for 35 days. We went to college campuses. We went to 52 campuses in 56 days. And I'll tell you, it's amazing. First of all, what excites me is to know that there are prayer partnerships going on in many of our state capitals. So there is ongoing prayer, and people, legislators, state legislators, are asking intercessors to come in. They're even giving them rooms, to prayer rooms there in their capitals or in their office buildings, to be praying for them, especially when they're in session. And there's this ongoing partnership where it's not just, we're not just Christians calling in it to complain or calling in when we want a favor, but there is ongoing collaboration of prayer happening. Also excited on that college tour to know that many Christ-filled students feel that revival is going to break out from their dorm room. There's
Amen.
All these Bible studies and prayer groups. You know, people are deeming their dorm room a prayer closet for people, and that is amazing. But also, you and I talked about Love 2020 for just a second. I'm excited to see over the last several years, so many ministries, major ministries, start to collaborate with one another, and we're kind of losing that siloed mentality and that mine, you know, my donors, my members, my turf mentality, and getting more kingdom-minded. And it's exciting to see how we are getting to be a part of God's answer to His Son's prayer request for unity. And that's super exciting to me.
Amen. Well, I just want to say, I mean, you know, the baton has been passed. Shirley Dobson and Graham Lotz, Ronnie Floyd, and now you, Kathy. What a
terrifying
way, you know. Yeah, no, great. I'm telling you, this is so exciting to see that and what God is doing. One, I thought of this, and does the National Day of Prayer have any connection with the next generation, because they meet, see you at the poll? Has there any connection in that, or is it a possibility?
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, our friend Jeff Eckert, who runs Claim Your Campus, and he has been very involved and connected with CU at the poll, and so very excited to be a part of that together. And, you know, wouldn't it just be wonderful if every day were days of prayer? And that's really my hope, is that we focus on the seven mountains of influence, or we focus on the injustices in our communities, that we start praying for our cities, and that there is a transformation that takes place. And, you know, our theme this year is love one another, out of John 13:34. Jesus, the words of Jesus. This isn't just some, you know, slick sermon something splashy that we're saying. These are the words of Jesus, who said, you know, to love one another as I have loved you. And then he goes on to say in the next verse, the world will know you're my disciples, you're my followers by your love. So my prayer, my vision for National Day of Prayer from today on is that we'll pray it today and we'll put it into practice tomorrow. And I know that's happening on campuses across this country, that students are loving their campuses.
Amen.
Yes. And you know what? Very often young people will pray that their campus will be a violence-free zone, or they'll pray that their campus will be a drug-free zone. And I want to tell you, be encouraged, listeners, because young people are spiritually hungry. And when we pray for them and we encourage them and we role model for them, they really, really respond. And so National Day of Prayer, Kathy, we appreciate you and all that you're doing. We're in with you, and love 2020. And give a couple of websites. We've got a break very soon, but websites, please.
Yes, nationaldayofprayer.org.
All right.
Well, we're glad to have you, Kathy, and we appreciate it. We're looking forward to the next year and what God's going to do. And we thank God for you, and may God continue to bless the National Day of Prayer Task Force, and may He give increase. Thank you again.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Well,
God,
Alex, you, it sister. Is the National Day of Prayer, and we're going to end the next segment. We're going to have some men and women here at AFR, many of them prayer warriors, and we're going to hear them pray on this National Day of Prayer. And we're excited about what you're doing. If you haven't done something significant for this day, it's not too late. Join us in prayer here on Exploring the Word on this National Day of Prayer.
This is a special edition of Pause to Pray in celebration of today's National Day of Prayer. Across our nation, Americans are joined together today in prayer for our nation's leaders.
Today, we pray for Donald J. Trump, our country's 45th and current president. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2 reminds us to pray for our leaders. I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. And now, with this in mind, let's pray together. Almighty God, we ask you to bless President Trump as he leads our country each day. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Pause to Pray is a service of this station and the Presidential Prayer Team. Join us in prayer in our online prayer room for the National Day of Prayer. Go to pausetopray.org.
Many people ask, if I'm living a new life, how come I'm dealing with so much old sin? Dr. Tony Evans says there's a simple biblical explanation we don't do enough about. He'll tell us about it as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
When you were born, inside your soul was a sin-producing factory. Guess what General Motors does all day long? It produces cars. That's all it does. It produces cars. When Jesus Christ came into your life, God shut down the factory and put in a new factory. There's only one thing the new factory produces, righteousness. So that raises the question, doesn't it? If God shut down the old factory, why am I still struggling with sin? Don't look close to me. When the sin nature was open, the sin that it produced was let off the lot and is now riding on the flesh. The flesh is the highway system that your humanity has on which the vehicles of sin ride. In fact, there were cars that were produced that hadn't left the lot yet that are just waiting for the opportunity to get on the highway. So the problem with sin in the Bible, when it talks to Christians, is never a problem of the factory, the new nature. It's a problem of the flesh, the highway system.
Shutting down that sin factory begins when we start a new relationship with God through Christ. Learn more about how that transformation process can start anew today. Visit TonyEvans.org, click on the top menu, and follow the link that says Jesus. You'll find a straightforward explanation of real Christianity and free resources to help get your new life started. Then join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.
You're listening to Exploring the Word.
Hope that lifts me from despair. Love that casts out every fear. As I stand on every promise of your word.
Now, back to the Bible study with Alex and Bert on American Family Radio.
Well, today we are doing something a little bit different. Matter of fact, most of this week is we are concentrating on prayer because today is the National Day of Prayer. Many of you have already prayed this morning at some churches and in groups, and you've prayed at City Hall and so many things, and maybe even tonight you're meeting a group and praying. But we've got people here at AFA, Alex, that are prayer warriors, men and women, that I know they pray quite often, and there are people there in our every morning. We have a devotion. These folks are the folks that just hold up their hand and let us know we need to be praying. So that really impresses me. So is it all right with you to hear some of these folks that we know pray?
Oh, it's always such a blessing. Who do we have first?
First of all, we have Jody Brown. Jody is with One News Now, the director, so he's in the news department. He spends his time across the street, but that's okay. He comes over this way every once in a while. Jody, thank you for stopping in with us.
I'm glad to be here, Bert.
And Jody, again, we appreciate what you do and your department and how that God uses you to get out that information each day.
Thank you. With the new staff, there's really a passion that we all have for doing what we do. We do our best to give the biblical perspective of what's happening in the news. And we just do our best and let the Lord do the rest.
And you're a prayer warrior. Great church you go to, love your church, been there 3 or 4 times, and we want you to pray, and we're praying for a nation, but I desire you to concentrate on the local churches. Would you please, brother?
I'd be honored. Father, we just come before you right now on this National Day of Prayer, and yes, we have lifted up the leader of our country. Father, you have instituted the local church for specific reasons. And I pray for all those local churches out there, Father, that they are standing on your word, standing for truth, standing for purity. Father, not only is the church under attack, but marriage and families are under attack in this country in so many different ways. And for better or for worse, I see that in the news every day when working here at AFA. And it saddens my heart to see what's happening with the families. But Father, I pray that you would strengthen churches, their leaders, their deacons, their elders, their Sunday school teachers, all those that, maybe particularly those that have that input into the to the children's ministries, trying to get that foundation set for the children. We love the church, Father. We know that you love the church. So we pray that you will have sent and will continue to send your Holy Spirit into the pastors as they stand firm on your word, as they encourage their flock, their congregation, to stand on the word, to live it out, maybe particularly in those areas of everyday life in the community or at work where it's most difficult, where we have to step back and say, I can't do this, Father. You've got to do it through your Holy Spirit. And so I just thank you for churches that are doing that, and for those churches that may be struggling, that they would just rely on you, Father, to answer their prayers, to bring people into their congregation that will be prayer warriors as well and would stand firm on the faith that you established centuries ago, Father, through your Son Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jody. Isn't it exciting to have men like Jody working here at AFA, Alex?
Amen. Amen. It really is. You know, every time I come to Tupelo and work there in the offices, I'm so blessed by these talented people throughout the ministry, and they love Jesus, and they love the Great Commission. And, you know, that prayer, it reminded me of 1 Timothy 2:1-2, where Paul writes this, I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, and intercession and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and for those in authority, that we may live peaceable and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. The Word of God is telling us to really pray for a culture of peace and stability in which we can share the gospel, doesn't it?
It does, and that's why I'm so adamant that we have an unhindered gospel that could be preached here. Our next guest on Exploring the Word is an employee here at AFA, Joya. that's what it is. She is joyful. Joy Lucius. Joy, welcome.
Thank you so much.
And we're glad you're here. And you work over in the journal as a writer, and we appreciate that so much. But you're a former educator.
I am.
And
my
what
heart is to teach.
On this day, and we're going to make sure that we get the sound correct. We are working here, and people are coming in, and that Brent is always helping us. Aren't we proud for him? We are thankful.
Amen.
But we want you to pray for our nation, but also those educators, the ones in the public schools, the Christian schools, and the homeschoolers.
Amen.
They're all part of it, and that's our desire, if those educate, that they can read, write, and then when they can do that, it opens up the world, but we're praying it open up the gospel to them as well.
Amen.
Well, Joy, would you pray with
us? I would be honored to. Father God, I thank you so much for who you are. You are I am that I am. Nothing is hidden from you. Nothing is a surprise to you. You see all. You know all. And God, you know that our nation is in desperate need of teachers and leaders and parents who focus and direct their children toward you, Lord. And God, good leaders are leaders that have a heart after you and that want to know what you want. And so, Lord, I just ask that parents and teachers and educators at every level, Lord, will seek to know you, will seek your face and want to know what it is that you have for our children. Lord, I just ask that you cover them in the blood of your Son, Jesus. And Lord, I desperately ask you to help teachers. The friends that I know, I would say probably 2/3 of the teachers that I know love you with their whole heart, and they're there because you directed them and you led them to be there with those children. And so, Lord, I just ask that you give them strength and you give them courage and you give them a determination to not give in to the worldly system, but to continue to guide and direct according to your word, Lord. Your word is a lamp unto our feet. And Lord, just give them ways, creative ways to bring your word, the words of life, into their lessons, into their daily walk, and let them just show the students who you are. You are the only hope we have, Lord. You are the hope for America. And so, Lord, we beg you in the name of Jesus to please shine your light in our schools. and just cover them, protect them, and lead them to you. We claim them in the name of Jesus for your kingdom. We know you want them in your kingdom. We know you love them and you died for them. So we just claim, I just ask that you give every teacher a boldness and an understanding that she has the right to stand in that room and claim those children for your kingdom. And I thank you and I praise you for that in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Joy. I want to share this. Joy's son and my daughter-in-law teach at the same school. And that's always exciting, isn't it?
We're going to play some baseball today.
Yeah, they're leaving. She and her husband are leaving early to go see a baseball game where her son's a coach there. Thank you, Joy. Alex, it's so important for education, and we're trying to cover this area. We're praying for our churches, praying for our educators. Yes. We also need to pray for the military as well, don't we?
Well, you know what? It's funny you would say that. I am in Fayetteville right now, just a very, very, very short distance from Fort Bragg. And we had a National Day of Prayer event here today. And then, of course, tomorrow night through Sunday, Truth for a New Generation. But yes, we do need to pray for our military. And, you know, I'm so thankful. It was my privilege to meet with one of the colonels just about a month ago, who loves the Lord and is doing such a mighty job raising up chaplains. So let me just say that we do need to pray, like in the spirit of 1 Timothy 2:1-2, for peace and security. But I think we need to intercede for so many of those men and women that are in our armed forces. They're living out Romans 13, and they're serving God by keeping the world a safe place. Amen. And they're willing to put their lives in harm's way for our benefit, aren't they?
They are, and we appreciate that. And our next man on board to pray is, I call him a friend. I hope he calls
me
one.
Absolutely.
Marcos. Mark is the manager of the production department, and he's the one that puts all this promotion stuff together. And matter of fact, I just gave him something to do with Fishbowl Retreat that's coming up, and I appreciate that, Mark.
It's in the works. I'm happy to do that for
Amen.
You, too. I love that kind of work.
Aren't you an Army brat?
Air Force.
Air Force brat, but
grew
you know
up
what it is, right?
On Air Force bases all around. I know what the military life is like, at least from a dependence point of view.
Yeah, so. I think the next guy's a military guy as well, born in that, if I remember correctly. So I want you to pray what God's laid on your heart, but utter that prayer also for our military. Would you do that, brother?
I'd be happy to.
Go ahead, Mark.
Lord God, maker of heaven and earth, on this National Day of Prayer especially, we thank you for your love and for your many blessings. God, I hope this is just one of the millions and millions of prayers you hear today, calling out to you for help, for you are our only hope. God, we recognize that you've blessed our nation and its people far beyond what we could ever deserve. This country was founded on Christian principles by Christian people with Christian values, and yet there are those who would seek to deny that and to drive you out of our nation. Father, forgive us. I ask, Lord God, that our nation's leaders would continually seek godly counsel as they lead our nation. I pray they would recognize that their power and position come from you alone, for your purposes. God, please help us to undergird our leaders often in prayer. God, I pray for those in the military who are leaders under leaders, like the centurion said, and God, that they are men under authority, and all of that authority comes from you, men and women under authority. And God, we ask your blessing on those people who serve us in the military and their families, that you would support them, bless them as they seek to protect this country and our freedoms that you have blessed us with in it. Lord God, I pray not for the Democrat Party or the Republican Party. I pray for the God Party. I pray for Amen. Your power, Lord God, for it is only by you that our nation can be renewed. Your word tells us that we will be hated because of you, and we're starting to see that today. As biblical values are being called hate speech, again, I ask, Father, please forgive us. Help us not to strike back, but to speak the truth in love. Help us to spread the good news of salvation in Jesus. that you might draw more souls to yourself. God, we don't know when, but we do know that one day there will be an end of this earth, and then a new heaven and a new earth, a new Jerusalem, and we look forward to that. God, I ask you, just like 12-year-old Jesus was when Mary and Joseph went back to find him, that we may be about our Father's work until you return to bring us home. We thank you, God, for loving us. Let us show our love for you through faithfulness and obedience. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen, Mark. Hallelujah. Alex?
I'm telling you, I'm a few hundred miles from Tupelo, but I'm your amen corner over here today.
Amen. Thank you so much. Mark, thank you. We've got one more that someone that is known here at AFA as probably the greatest prayer warrior that we have here. I believe it. He does Hour of Intercession each day on the Urban Family Network. That's our sister station here. And it's Joseph Parker. And Joseph, thank you for coming by today, brother.
A privilege to be on with you today, Brother Barron.
And I know, I thought I was pro-life. I am pro-life, but I just want to say Joseph Parker has taught me more in these years that I've been here how to demonstrate that. So, Joseph, I want you to pray, but we want to confess our sin, the sin that's hurting America, and that's abortion. Would you pray for us, brother?
Okay. Father, thank you, Lord, for this special day in which, in a unique way, we're calling the church to come together to pray. And thank you for the opportunity for us to come to you knowing that you always, always, always have a listening ear for the prayers of your children. Father, we come and we confess, Lord, that we've sinned in so many ways as a nation. We've not loved you and we've not loved each other. And Father, we've slaughtered your babies. And we've done it over a period of many years, Lord. And it's continued, and we confess, Lord, we've sinned and done wrong in this regard in such a tragic way, Lord. Father, we confess our sins on behalf of our nation, Lord. Lord, we repent. Forgive us, Lord, for the sin of abortion. Yes. And Lord, stir us to be a church that hears your word. In your word you told us, you shall not murder. And Father, help us to recognize, Lord, that your word is the bottom line. Your word is what we're to take our guidance, our counsel, our directive from, and help us to recognize, Lord, that we're a nation founded on your word and on you, and help us to rise up, to live up to what our nation stands for, and help us to live up to your word. So help us to be a people that look to you for your word and your direction, Lord. Father, Lord, help us to become the bold church you've called us to be, the church founded on the truth, and help us to never shy away from speaking the truth, Lord. You said to choose life, and help us to be a church that boldly and faithfully proclaims that message and lives that message, and help us to rise up to be the church, the mighty vessel and weapon you've called us to be, to stir our nation to do what is right and righteous when it comes to this issue. And Lord, help us to know that every believer has a place. Every believer has part of the work to be done. We thank you. And we praise you in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Pastor, amen. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. We're going to go ahead and take a regular break, Alex, if that's okay.
Yeah. And I'm such a fan of Joseph Parker, and I just appreciate that dear brother so much. So this is really a blessing.
It is. I'm telling you, four prayer warriors, we had them. We're going to receive your calls. We want prayers. If you're a policeman, pray and pray for the policeman, a teacher, a parent, pastors, and that number, 888-589-8840. We want you to pray for our nation on this National Day of Prayer.
So Aaron took it as Moses said and ran into the midst of the assembly. And behold, the plague had already begun among the people. And he put on the incense and made atonement for the people. And he stood between the dead and the living. And the plague was stopped. My name is Abraham Hamilton III, and this is the Hamilton Minute. Often when the concept of intercession is raised, we normally think about prayer, and we should. Prayer is one form of intercession. Here we see another, living intercession. At the climax of a plague, Aaron runs into the fray, armed with incense, and where he stands, the plague stops. Aaron literally stands between the living and the dead. May God move us to be living intercessors for our day, and where we take our stand in Christ, the plague stops.
Listen each weekday from 5 to 6 p.m. Central for the Hamilton Corner with Abraham Hamilton III, public policy analyst for the American Family Association.
The loss of a child through abortion, miscarriage, or stillbirth affects the emotional health of families. Feelings of anger, sadness, and regret can be overwhelming. There is hope and healing in the aftermath of a reproductive loss. Call the International Helpline at 866-482-LIFE to talk with someone who has been where you are and healed to help others. Your call is confidential. 866-482-LIFE.
Today's culture is opting for entertainment rather than biblical enlightenment. For those who resist that trend, Friends of Israel shows listeners why loving the Jewish people and supporting Israel is important to the Christian faith. Friends of Israel shares biblical truth about Israel and the Messiah and promotes solidarity with the Jewish people.
This is Chris Katulka of the Friends of Israel Today radio program, heard each weekend on this station, and here's what's happening in Israel.
Friends of Israel, Saturday afternoon at 2, here on American Family Radio.
The Lord's Prayer, perhaps one of the most famous of all prayers, a prayer taught by Jesus to his disciples in the books of Matthew and Luke, from the variety of prayers of the Jewish tradition of Jesus' time.
The Book of Common Prayer, almost 500 years old, remains the official service liturgy of the Church of England, influencing liturgy across a spectrum of religious expression beyond just the Anglican Church.
The Bible is saturated with prayer, in events, in the story of people, in its commands, and in its songs of praise, with praise, prayer, and praying mentioned over 500 times.
As you engage with the Bible on this National Day of Prayer, you'll discover the prominence given to prayer in every aspect of this book of books.
Brought to you by Museum of the Bible.
Welcome back to Exploring the Word on American Family Radio.
Just give me Jesus.
Amen. Just give us Jesus. Amen. I pray that you preachers, that's what you're giving your people. Jesus Christ, He and He alone can save. He alone can carry you through. Alex, the number that we want people to call and pray, 888-589-8840. Again, yes. We would love for you to pray for a specific group of people, maybe that you're in, a policeman. But do you remember Kathy mentioning the seven areas of influence concerning the day of prayer? Would you mind us going over that real, real quickly? I have them here before me. And make a quick comment about each one while we're waiting for prayers. First is A, and it's for the arts.
Oh, my goodness. And, you know, young people, if you want to reach young people, you have two ways, sports and the arts. And so many of the arts have been given over to evil things. Let's pray. You know, Colossians 4:2 says, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. Let's pray for God to redeem the arts for Christ. And the church can lead out in that.
It sure can. The church was the one that gives us these famous arts of the ceilings and, you know, the sculptures.
And literature.
Business is the B. And again, we got people coming on, so let me give these seven and we will do it. But it's A is arts, B is business, C is for the church, D is distribution of media. That's the newspapers, televisions. E is for education, F is for family, and then G is for government. These are the seven areas of influence. And if you're looking for a prayer list and who to put in that prayer list, put them in those seven areas of influence, and they'll be a blessing. Okay, we're going to go to the phone lines. We have Judy from Tennessee. Judy, welcome.
Hello, thank you. I want to have prayers for the people that have had abortions, for their hearts to be turned.
Amen.
I saw a movie Unplanned. And when they showed the POC room, which is called Products of Conception, and they joked about it being pieces of children. When the pieces are left, they have to find all the parts of the body. Mm. And then when they're left behind, the woman still could, you know, feel
right.
pregnant.
That is correct.
My sister, on her third abortion, had to have one again because part of her baby was still in there.
Oh, me. Well, Judy, thank you for calling. And thank you for calling. Would you lead us in this prayer? We got others that want to pray. What a blessing it is for you to call in and have this on your heart. Would you lead us in prayer, please?
Heavenly Father, I just thank you from the bottom of my heart, first of all, that you saved me from, now that I'm 61 and childless, Father, that I didn't kill any of those products of conception in my past before I knew you, that you saved me from that. And Father, for the hearts of people like my sister that have killed three of their babies or two or five or one, Father, that someplace, not to hurt them, Father, but just to soften that heart, Father, that someday they can see and face the horror of what they've done and begin the process of healing. In Jesus' name I pray.
Mm. Judy, thank you. And God heard that prayer.
Thank you, sister.
And we had people all across the nation praying with you. And make that difference and be involved in a crisis pregnancy center. You don't have to wait once a year to do anything and be involved in it. Really, I'm telling you, Alex, the crisis pregnancy center, they're winning more people to the Lord just about than any group that I know of here in America.
And talk about such a vital ministry for our times.
Yeah, and it not only saves a physical life, many times spiritual lives are saved as well. So
Amen.
It's great ministry. Thank you, Judy, from the bottom of our heart. We have Everett on the line. Everett, thank you.
Hello, Bert and Alex. How y'all doing today?
Doing good today.
Glad to hear from you.
Good. Praise God, I listen to y'all every day.
Amen.
Bless
thank you,
you,
man. Well, who are you going to pray for today, Everett?
Well, I'm a truck driver out here today, and in light of the event that happened in Denver, Colorado, where the truck driver had the incident and killed people, we know that life is precious to God. And I just want to ask God to shield and protect us drivers.
Amen.
And just give us safe passage out here on the highways and byways.
Amen. Everett. Listen, Amen. Before you start praying, we love all of our listeners, but truckers are one of those that Alex and I talk about how much we love them because they got their radios on and they're listening. And Everett, thank you for doing that. Let me just remind you, before you start praying, we're praying on this day of prayer for specific groups. And we've had those that abortion-minded women, those that have done it, that they'll get the healing and salvation. Everett's calling, praying for our truck drivers. And
Amen.
Everett, thank you for that. Would you lead us in prayer, brother?
Yes, sir. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you today. I come to you today, God, to ask you to continue to send your angels and provide a hedge of protection for the drivers out here on the highways and byways. God, we know that life is precious to you. And God, we just thank you for sending your Son, that whosoever believes in him shall have everlasting life. And
Amen.
God, we know that you want us to have life and have life more abundantly. God, we ask that you provide a hedge of protection on these mechanical vehicles, God, and actually just please, God, to just keep your loving and protecting arms around us as we travel these highways and byways to service these different towns and cities in America, God, that we will not cause any harm to anybody out here on the road, God. We ask you to protect all individuals, God. We ask you that you would just bless us to continue to provide a service for this great nation. And God, we just thank you for President Trump, and we just thank you for all that he's doing to continue to uplift the Christian community. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen, brother. Amen. Listen, amen. Alex, I'm worshiping the Lord today, and Brent's having a hard time holding me down, and I just, amen, Everett. Go ahead, Alex.
I was going to a National Day of Prayer gathering earlier today, and I met a man on the church steps. And he said, I'm a trucker. I listen to Alex and Bert going up and down the road. And so, truck drivers, we love you. We thank God for you. And everything that the gentleman just prayed, I say a big amen to.
Amen. We got some more online. Another group of people we love. And Kenneth from North Carolina. Welcome, Kenneth.
Yes. God bless all of you gentlemen there. Just was listening to the program, and you're saying that we need to, since this is a day of prayer, I would like to pray for the correctional officers and all the staff members in the prison institutions, because they have a hard job.
Wow.
And it's very, very dangerous.
Kenneth, go ahead. Amen, brother. Thank you for calling. Lead us in prayer.
Father, we just come before you in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you, O God, for your hand of mercy and grace thus far, Lord. There's less killings and less murders now in prison since you are allowed to come in there and give some kind of uplifting inspiration and the gospel being preached. Father, we still got a lot of work left to do, because we see now, right now, that our inmates are becoming more and more younger and younger and more outrageous. You got gangs creating havoc in the prisons. They're still doing the same thing. But Father, I'm believing you with your hand of mercy and grace, not only for the correctional officers, but all the staff members that work in the prisons are at risk right now, Lord. But we need your help. And I'm believing you, Lord, your hand of mercy upon them right now. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I believe it. I receive it. In Jesus' name, through the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen, amen. Brother.
Amen. Amen, amen.
Thank you, brother. For all of those that are in law enforcement, even before they get there, we praying for them. You guys put your lives on the line every day. Thank you so much. We have so many people, Alex, that are incarcerated that we hear from, and we thank God for that, don't we?
We do, and we know you're listening, and, you know, God is with you. And so this is great. This is great. 888-589-8840. Time fleets away, but if you want to pray, we'll do our best
to get
you in.
That's right. We are. And we're going to go to Rebecca from Mississippi. Rebecca, thank you for calling today.
Yes. How are y'all doing?
Doing really well. We really are.
Good. I'm happy to hear that. I want to pray for the government. I work on a state level, and I come across a bunch of different people in the counties that I work in, and you don't really know what people are going through, and every day the good Lord tests me and keeps me focused on Him. So I just want to lift up everybody that is on state levels and federal levels.
Go ahead, Rebecca. Thank you for doing that. Lead us in prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I just thank you for the day that you have blessed us with. I thank you for giving leaders up in the federal levels and in the state levels that humble ourselves to remind each and every one of us that we need to spend time on this particular day every year to pray to you to lift up our country. Father, our country is growing darker and dimmer every day, and the light that you show us is just dimming. Father, we just pray that we all turn to you and we see you in everything that we do. Father, I pray for each and every person that has got their ears and the eyes open right now, that this prayer touches them, that your Holy Spirit just overwhelms us, and that we strive even harder every day to show the light and the truth that you give us. Father, I pray that we humble ourselves, that we stay focused on your word and the guidance that you give us. Lord, I lift up every leader and every person that is in politics, as well as the people that are underneath them, that we may always remember that we are your light in this dying world. Father, we love you. We thank you for the gifts that you give each and every one of us. May we all come together to be your hands and your feet. Father, we just need you more than ever to come and just be here for us, because we are dying. This country is dying, and it's falling apart. And Father, there are so many people that are praying earnestly that we pray that you hear our voices. Father, I love every person that is listening to this and those that are not. I pray that we lift up our hearts to you in the name of your Son, Yeshua. I give myself to you as I lift up my prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rebecca.
Amen.
Amen. We're not taking time to comment. We're just going to go to Jim in Mississippi. Jim, thank you for calling today. Jim, go yeah, right ahead. Yeah, go ahead, brother.
I'm just up pastors and ministers right now in all capacities. That those preachers and pastors that have been around that have helped others come along, like yourself, Brother Bert. You helped me in my ministry personally, Cupolo, and I just want to pray right now.
Go ahead, brother.
I just lift up preachers. I lift up preachers, ministers. I lift right now up that they continue to have the desire to spread your word, Lord, to spread the gospel of Jesus. That they don't let anybody in this country to hold them back. No politics or anything else, but proclaim the word of God every day from the pulpit and the days in between. Thank you, Lord. We love you.
Amen. Amen. Amen, Jim. Amen. Pastors, preach the word. Make much of Jesus. I'm telling you, just that's what you do. And when you preach through the Bible, you're going to preach on the issues and do it with love and compassion. Don't let hatred take over, but do it with love. And God will bless that. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Let's go to Arkansas and talk to Samson. Samson, welcome.
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to pray for the jail ministers and prison ministry, state and federal.
Go right ahead, brother.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much, Lord, for allowing us to come here and worship you like we do on the air and in the streets. Please, God, just lay your hand of protection on the jail ministers, the state and federal prison ministry, Lord. Please, God, we see your hand moving in a mighty way when we go into these prisons for men and women, that they're down and out. Sin's took them too far. But, God, we know that you're above sin and you're above everything that we could do. You're the great God of second chances, and I just ask you to put a hedge of protection around these ministers as they go in, giving the light of Jesus and the hope of Jesus, Lord. And please, God, just give a double portion to my brothers here on the air. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, amen.
Amen, brother. Amen. Thank you, Samson. Thank you. Alex, I just want to say something. People tell us how we minister to them. I want to share this today, how they have ministered to us with their prayers,
amen.
Brother. Amen.
Amen. You know, listeners, we love you. We often say this, but you really do minister to us. And, you know, everything that people are lifting up, we just say a big amen to. I know time is running out here. It is the National Day of Prayer, and you've been listening to Exploring the Word. Please continue to pray for our judiciary, the appointment of judges. Pray for that all-important upcoming appointment to the Supreme Court. Yeah. You know, and pray that God, by the power of His Holy Spirit, would restrain evil,
amen,
and violence.
Well, Alex, let's do this. We haven't got a minute. Why don't you take us out in prayer, brother? And if the time catches and you're praying, keep on praying. But let's pray. Go ahead, man.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we worship you. Lord, we thank you for creating us. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for John 17:15, where Jesus, on his way to the cross, he prayed for the church. He said, my prayer is not that you would take them out of the world, Father, but that you would protect them from the evil one. And so, Lord, we are here as the church. We thank you for the privilege of service. Even in times of pressure and stress and persecution, we glorify your name and we ask that our lives would glorify you. Bless the United States, our churches, our pastors, our families, parents, children, the president, leaders, educators, law enforcement, citizens everywhere. Father, cleanse us, fill us, send us, use us. And may the name of Jesus reign supreme in every corner of our land, and it's in His name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Alex. I haven't been in a program that's blessed me any more than I've been blessed today. And Alex, praise God. Amen. This is the day of prayer.
Hallelujah.
I believe it's been a day of prayer for many people.
And thank God that we can do this on the radio every single day.
Amen. Thank you for listening to today, and I pray that you'll continue to pray on this National Day of Prayer. Tune in tomorrow with more of Exploring the Word. Tell someone about it, but more importantly, tell them about Jesus.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.